So you take a high-risk loan.
Yes, right? Yes. Tell them, Steve.
You take a the real trick is to go get an ultra, ultra high-risk loan. And, you know, just roll the dice. And we did.
We did not do that. Hello, and welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. We are a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android.
Where you can find all your favorite podcasts. It's true, you could find like literally everything.
Not What's On My Shoes, the podcast.
That's not a real podcast.
Listen, I heard about it.
You can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot.
We think it's the best, legitly.
We actually do. We really, really do. This ain't no mind games.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. I'm Steve Green. I'm joined here today by my wife, Nikki Limo.
I'm Nikki Limo. I like to say my own name.
I will say your name.
Because, like, it feels more like I'm a co-host rather than a guest.
Well, today you're my guest because we're going to talk about purchasing and owning a home.
Purchasing and owning a home. Mostly the purchasing part, because I think we have a lot to learn about home ownership.
The shit they don't tell you about buying a home.
Yes. Shit they don't tell you about buying a home, because, damn, they sure don't tell you anything.
There's many books out there, many periodicals that you can check out.
You can, but you, do you know where to start? Do you know which one to start with? No, you do not. You are not told where to start. And I think that's so weird because pretty much everyone wants to buy a house. Like you're taught from the beginning, like, you know, oh, then you get married and you buy your house. Like everything, like the white picket fence shit, that's all like you're going to buy a house. But never in school or anywhere do they teach you how
Absolutely
to buy
not.
A house.
Yep.
Like, no one ever tells you. You just kind of have to figure it out. And then everyone just figured it out on their own.
It's true.
And I think that there's quite a bit of things that I wish somebody would have told me. So I'm not an expert, obviously. It's just that we bought.
I'm going to vouch for you here. You're pretty dang good when
I
it comes to
this stuff. I was obsessed with it.
Yes.
I was obsessed with it for years. But not, like, you know, just as a person that wanted to learn, because no one tells you anything. But yeah, I just felt like we got a lot of messages asking us after they found out we bought a house, that people were like, do an episode about Sure They Don't Tell You About Buying a House. And I was like, well, do we know everything? And you know what? Nobody
knows everything.
Nobody does, unless you're
a
realtor maybe or something. But
maybe Neil Tyson.
What if they don't tell you about being a first-time home buyer? Because I feel like that's the real.
I would love to have Neil Tyson on here about just asking about buying a home.
He's like, here's how to buy a home.
I like his voice.
I love his voice, yeah. Man. Oh, man.
He could talk to me about anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Taxes.
He could talk to me about microwaving, heating up fucking dinner.
Dude, if he ever wanted to, he could just get a job narrating audiobooks. And everyone would buy those books.
I think he'll be okay with
that. Well,
if
he wanted to.
Yeah,
hey,
good to
offers
know.
On the table.
Yeah, good to know. Because, like, you know, if he could really do a good job as a garbage man. Thank you, Nikki. That's
I just
great.
Always think about,
appreciate
like, it. If I wasn't doing this, could I have a backup plan? You know, like, what would I be hireable for?
Right.
And so I can see it in other people. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, he could for sure be any sort of
you
soothing
narration.
You could be
one of those placement counselors.
One of what?
The guidance counselors that try to place you with jobs.
See, that's what I wanted to be, but you made fun of me saying, like, you would counsel people. I'm like, oh, man, you're right. I suck.
Well, that was just a bit. I was just joking.
I know.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. Well, anyway.
So tell me, how do I buy a house?
Okay. So we recently just bought a house after searching for years.
What was the biggest obstacle?
Wait, you can't just start there.
What was the biggest obstacle?
Okay. So I wanted to talk first about how, like, buying a house, it completely depends on where you are. Too, because we're in California and shit's a lot harder here. I mean, I haven't lived in the other states, so I'm sorry for projecting that, but I feel like it's harder because for most of the nation, it's pretty much easy. I mean, not easy, but it's like you are going to buy a house.
There's
like,
affordable. That's, yeah,
affordable. It's affordable. If you work a 9-to-5, you have a steady job, like you can save and you can buy a house. Like you can have a decent sized house for your family to live in at the income that you make. Whereas here in California, you can't. And like most people I talk to, if they don't already have a house or they don't have one that's on the way, they tend to think it's impossible. Like a lot of people are like, that's not a reality.
And they tend to be fairly correct about that. It's very difficult.
Yeah, they're not wrong because like when you look at it, the income, the average Californian income does not match something that's reasonable to buy a house with.
So you take a high risk loan.
Yes, right? Yes. Tell them, Steve.
You take a the real trick is to go get an ultra ultra high risk loan, and you just roll the dice. And we did.
We did not do that. Please don't listen to Steve Green.
Ultra high risk.
Yes. So if you're rich, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. But if you're not super rich out your asshole, then maybe here's some steps that you can follow or some tips that would have helped me out a lot. Because, by the way, the average cost of a home in the USA in 2018, the average across the nation is $400,000. At 20% down, that means you have to save $80,000 in cold hard cash.
Before you can buy a home.
$80,000 if you're going to do a 20% down payment, which right now in this housing market, it's competitive. And you kind of have to do 20% down. We only did 15% down, but 15 to 20% down is we were aiming for 20. So the median income, however, in the USA is, do you want to know?
I'm going to say 60.
Yeah, super close. 59,000 actually. You. 59,000 pre-tax, so let's say 50,000 after tax. So even if you were to somehow put away half of your income every year and live off $25,000, it'd take you a little over 3 years to save down 20% down payment. And by then, you don't even know what the housing market's going to be. Maybe you need to save way more than that, which is kind of what happened to us. I had a number that we were saving for, and then the housing market just continued to skyrocket.
Yes.
So our 20% became 15%. But enough math.
It's not fun. Sucks. It's not fun.
So I feel like if you're considering buying a house right now, just ask yourself why first, I guess.
Well, I think they want to, they want to know that their money's going towards their own equity.
Yeah.
That was our biggest thing.
Well, that's why.
Feel like you're burning
cash.
But
I feel like
renting.
You should have the conversation with yourself because it is a lot more responsibility. It's not for, I was reading a study that was people that own homes are 80% of them don't go out and socialize. It gets cut into 80% of what they used to do when they didn't own a home, just because there's so much more responsibility. A lot of your money is going towards contractors because you're responsible if anything breaks. Yes. If a sink breaks, if something catches on fire, you have some home insurance, but you're paying for everything. So
if there's an earthquake, you are responsible.
If any little thing.
You are 100% thing, responsible.
Yeah, you're responsible for that earthquake. Thanks
you
a lot.
You did the earthquake.
You made the earthquake happen. But, when you're renting, you don't have to think about any of that. If the faucet breaks, you call the manager and you're like, hey, fix my faucet.
It's so pimp.
For free.
It's tight.
I'm going to go out and hang with my friends.
Hey, how come you didn't fix our faucet? Oh, because I called you 15 minutes ago about it? Well, when are you going to fix my faucet?
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's what's your lifestyle like? If you like to go out a lot, if you'd rather travel, if you're not really big into commitment, I would say it's probably not worth it for you, especially if you're living in California or New York. Because California, we get taxed so much. It's especially if you're an independent contractor
Oh, boy, yeah.
So they took 40% of my income last year. 40%. And then our sales tax is almost
10%.
Yeah. And then let's say you were to put your savings that you're saving away for this down payment and you're to put it into an investment so that you could, not wait 3 years or 8 years or however long it's going to take. You get taxed on any gains that you get. You get taxed 25% on any gains. And then on top of that, if you were somehow able to get enough money together, you're competing with foreign investors because California is one of the states that allow foreign investors to come and inflate the market, basically, because a lot of the residents can't afford to buy a house, but people from China and people from all these other countries can come in and put their money there.
Yeah, businesses can buy houses.
Businesses can buy houses. Anyone,
and they do.
And they will buy it in cash. So you are looking at getting outbid. Your dinky 20% is
Australians are having the same kind of issue.
Not
going to
compare.
With foreign investing coming in
and
snapping up real estate and pricing out the locals.
Yeah, so it's a huge... It's definitely a mountain. It's for someone that is we're just working class.
But it's fun.
People.
It's really fun.
It's, that, it's
and that's what
fun
we're trying to get
to. Cry
to.
All the time
yeah.
looking for houses that you can't afford.
That's right.
But so I thought it was worth it because.
Why is it worth it? Right? Jesus, it sounds after that like diatribe, I'm like, what am I doing?
I just want people to know that there's a lot going on. Because I think people get caught up in like the dream, you know? There's some shit that they don't tell you because everyone tells you you should own a house, but people don't talk about the reality of it.
No, for sure.
And I just wanted to know everything ahead of time. And so I had already known all this before deciding to, right?
Yes.
Because to me, we live at home, but we also work at home. So we're home all the time. And all like our rent money was comparable to like what we could afford a mortgage payment wise if we like depending on the type of place that we got. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, to me I just felt like I don't go out a lot. It's not like we're big partiers. I just wanted our money to go back into our own pockets. So that was the first step. And honestly, I think you should take your time with that step because
that's my favorite part, honestly, about owning a house is just knowing that
it's going back
your rent
to you.
Is technically in a way going back to you. But
it's going to interest
first. It could go down though. It could go down though.
Yeah.
So that's the risk,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, totally.
But it's cool to know that potentially you could get a return on your investment or just break even or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say you decided I totally hate myself and want to buy a house.
Yes.
The first step after that, I think, is determining your budget, which is like based on your income and basically how high can you go and be able to afford the monthly mortgage. And I will tell you that I way overshot this number at first because I didn't think about all the other little things like the fact that you have to pay for the contractors and stuff when shit goes wrong. Also utilities, also property taxes, mm-hmm. also HOA fees if you're moving into a condo or anything like that. So I thought like, oh, we could afford this amount of dollars and it was probably a good $150,000 less than that we actually could afford at the top of our budget. So see, there's a lot of things to consider, but there's mortgage calculators out there that can you just input like how much you want to spend per month and they'll tell you how much you need for a down payment and what your top of the budget should be. But the other thing I didn't take into consideration.
And there's one mortgage calculator that's really great too. And it when you calculate, it just answers you in emojis.
Yeah, I love that one.
Which is awesome.
It makes me feel good.
It gives you a sad face emoji if you can't do it. Yeah. It gives you an angry face emoji if you really can't do it. Yeah. It's a really good emoji.
What mortgage calculator is that? Is that our sponsor for today?
That'll be our sponsor. It's coming up later. I don't want to tease it too hard.
Yeah, don't tease it too hard. The other thing I didn't consider with the mortgage calculator thing is your credit score. Like, he plays a huge role in how much the mortgage payments will actually be because the mortgage calculators are based off someone with good credit. So if your credit isn't good, you should work on that first because it drastically impacts how much you have to pay per month. So
this is very inspiring so far.
I just want people to know all the shit they don't tell you before you start to do it. Because that's really the thing. That was really like the thing with this.
Well, credit. I think most people know that credit is a part of it.
No, but you know, but you don't know how much.
That's true, yeah.
Like, I'm talking a difference of almost $1,000 a month. Like, I thought it would be a couple hundred maybe for having fair credit as opposed to.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 more.
Dang.
So, and you can always like refinance and stuff, but it changes the budget that you're working with and like the range of homes that you're looking at.
Of course.
So I think it's important to know. And I think that's something that they don't really tell you. They tell you it affects you, but they don't tell you how much.
Yeah,
they don't tell
big,
you
yeah.
like the ins and outs of it. So definitely worth the time.
That's why we don't have a pool.
Got
it.
Also because my husband always complains that they're too high maintenance and that he doesn't want a pool.
That's damn straight. Because dude, we found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Well, when I was 16, we moved into a place that had a pool in San Diego. And that shit is a motherfucking bitch, dude. Like chlorine and like keeping it all upkept and shit. And then like random fucking lizards and birds and shit that just randomly go in the pool and you have to fish them out and squirrels and shit. It's like it's not as fun, man. It's not that fun.
Well, what about one that the HOA pays for?
Okay, yeah, but then you're always paying a crazy HOA. It's like $525 a month or some shit, $400 a month. And they're like, because you have a pool. And I'm like, how much is a goddamn pool, dude? It's like $400 for the chlorine a month. I know that, but But fucking 52 units paying $400 a month for a pool? Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's how they get you. It's almost like they don't want you to win here in society.
Damn straight, they don't want you to win.
So, yeah, wow, credit is a thing. I think I first decided, like, I definitely want to buy a home in a few years. This was in 2014. That I think, was when I first was like, I got to start working on my credit. So
very adult of you, by the way, because I definitely am never like that.
Oh, I'm
never like, I'm going to start working on my credit.
My dad's a CPA. And my mom's a banker. So it starts, I think it started there, where you're just kind of ingrained, like, credit and all this stuff.
Yeah. My mom is a housewife who cried every day on the phone with creditors. Mm. So that's kind of what my relationship with all that was. No. Well, my old man was a small business owner.
We definitely struggled with debt, but I think that's why my dad was so vocal about it, about like how credit works and like what to do with credit cards and stuff. I mean, I still incurred a slew of problems because sometimes you just can't pay for what you thought you could pay for. And that was a lesson learned. But as far as like building your credit and being like, yeah, you should build credit first.
How do I build my credit? What do you recommend?
Ironically, or maybe I'm using the word ironically wrong because I do sometimes because of that Alanis
Morissette
song.
Literally, how do I build my credit?
That Alanis Morissette song really screwed a lot of us up.
That's for sure.
What ironic means. But ironically, I think I built my credit by buying a car, which increased my monthly payments, right? It seems counterintuitive because you have to now pay for more monthly in order to raise your credit to pay for less monthly.
Love it.
Does that make sense?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, backwards as hell. So yeah, I bought a car and started building my credit. But also, it takes so long to build. And we've talked about this in other episodes before, but I thought it would take me 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it took 3 months to destroy. I had 8 years of perfect credit, 3 months of destroying it. I thought it would take maybe like 2 years. And that sounds like a long time. And mm-hmm. I was willing to commit to 2 years. It took 4 years and barely moved the needle. Like,
but if you
want to
borrow money from
needle.
Me and you want my high-risk loan, you better be able to prove that you can make your payments. Okay, pal?
Yes.
And I'm going to need to see a history.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's all my history.
Okay, I'm still going to give you a high-risk loan.
Okay. No.
But just know that I wanted to know that stuff.
Okay.
That's basically how it is.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Yeah, how it was.
Before 2008.
True.
Yeah.
But it's getting that way again. Let's be real.
Is it?
Oh yeah, man.
You think?
Oh yeah, they're back, man. They're doing all the same shit that they did get bailed out.
So
same as it ever was, right? Like the song goes.
Yeah.
This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. You know what I mean?
Sing it though.
That's about the only part of the song I know.
Okay, great. So get a financial snapshot of your situation as it is.
Oh, very cool.
It's very cool. Your debt-to-income ratio, you know, all the fun
Somebody
stuff.
Just veered off the road, have fucking falling asleep here, and you talk about a financial snapshot. Holy shit. Somebody just went off the embankment into a fucking, like, flower bed because you brought up a financial snapshot.
That's what I'm saying.
And they nodded off.
Pour yourself a glass of whiskey. That's why I think that people don't know anything about this, because it's so boring. Like,
yeah, I
it's
know.
Literally.
It's painful, man.
It's literally so boring.
It is.
And you have to, I don't know, you have to like really want to. I mean, there's some people I know, I don't know, maybe this is just our situation, because some people I know just bought a house and they're like, whatever, I bought a house.
Yeah, but they're YouTubers and they're rich as all
fucking
fuck.
That's true.
Fuck.
That's why I hope this is useful information.
Check, man.
This is for someone
the
that's
reverse Duncan checks.
Not loaded.
They're breaking backboards with checks, okay. Man. They got, you know, Puma sponsoring them to, you know, take a picture in joggers for, it takes 20 minutes of time and they get 20 G's. Like,
yeah,
that's
or
why
more.
That's why it's easy.
20 G's minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard to base it off of the people that I hang out with, because, like, they didn't struggle at all with any of this.
Well, no, they did struggle because they had to go film a video and it took two hours.
No, I mean,
and,
like,
you know,
with
it was hot.
They didn't have to take a financial snapshot. Okay.
No, right, yeah.
I'm just telling you how, you know, really what you have to do to, like, know your situation and not get yourself into something crazy and, like, you know, determine how feasible it is and, like, the reality of it.
Let's say,
so boring.
Damn the torpedoes. I still want a house.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next?
Okay, so the next step for me was figure out how much I could reasonably afford to put away each month, which after taxes was about 15%. I was putting away more than 50% of what I was making, but because I was freelancing.
You're the bomb at this. Yeah.
Yeah. I
every
was
time
like,
she gets a check, she dunks half of it into a savings account.
Yeah. I was like, as low as I can live, like the minimum amount that I could live on. That's what I'll do because I want the house so bad. And even then, you know, even at saving more than half my check because the government takes 40% and then that's only 15% left over, that's not a lot. Like, right. That would still take us a good amount of years to save up. And then, you know, and then on the same time, I was working on building my credit, and then that was hard because of the car payment. Like, there was just more payments. So yeah. How do you, like, save more and you're also spending more? But the other thing I decided to do, though, which really helped, was I took on more jobs outside of my normal income, and I banked 100% of the extra money. So this is why you just really have to be rock solid on that this is what you want, because it's so tempting. Like, you get a check and you don't get to use any of that money.
Yes.
Like, that's, you have to have willpower.
Well, in the early days,
especially when you're
too,
a shopaholic.
When
like
you first
me,
start making money too, you really, every time you get paid, you just want to go somewhere and make it have been worth your while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'd go to Target or whatever and like go buy fucking
buy
movies.
A treat.
Or yeah, exactly. But I didn't need to do any of that, especially nowadays. I look back on the shit I bought back then, and I'm like, what was I doing?
But I think that's the American lifestyle,
oh,
you know?
Oh, for sure. We all heal our wounds with shopping and
right, and spending because you want to live because
excess.
You work so hard, and then you just, like, you want to be able to live and lounge and, like, have your free time be worth it. I think you're going to get the value of your free time. And so I get it, man. Like, I have friends right now that are like, I just couldn't give up my lifestyle, and that's, like, totally – I understand that because it's fun to just be able to go out to dinner when you want to. But I guess, yeah, like, I just really wanted a house, like, really bad. And I felt like it would – I mean, you're increasing your assets, too. And, you know, it's like – it's worth it in the long run to own property. And housing market doesn't crash.
When we went out with friends, we would just kind of eat off of their plates.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't order anything.
We never did that.
And then we would always say, like, no, we're not hungry at all. But then when the food came, we'd start, like, picking from there. Like, okay, can I try that? Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
And then we'd sneak out. We'd go, we're going to go to the bathroom really quick because, oh, I have to pee so bad. And then we just wouldn't pay anything.
Yeah, we wouldn't pay the bill. A lot of that.
Yeah. No. No.
No what?
Oh, you want to?
No pay, right? That's what's up.
Shut up.
No, but you got, yeah, man. I mean, you'd be surprised at how often you'd buy stupid ass shit because we're Americans and that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? But you could really cut back a lot of that stuff. That's what we did.
Yeah. You cutting back and then also taking on more work and, like, I don't know. Also putting the savings into, like, a high interest savings account so that it can keep up with inflation because it's going to take you some years to save.
Yeah, what's that one, Allied? What's that one?
Well, I'm with Ally, and admittedly, that's not the best one you could go with. Like, you could, if you did some research, you could probably find something that gave you way more interest, but I just didn't do the research. Like, I just was like.
It gives 1% a year, right?
Well, now I think it gives like 3%.
Oh, 3%.
But yeah, it's enough.
That's tighter than the bank, dude.
I know the banks were giving like 0.3%.
Oh, yeah. And then they're like, you're fucking welcome at the end of the year. And you're like, are you kidding me, dude?
And then you get charged on taxes of however much interest you earn.
Yeah, and how much money did they make off of our money when we dunked our checks into their system?
Yeah.
And they're making all the money off of that. And then they're at the end of the year, they're like, hey, by the way, you're fucking welcome for the 0.003% that you get back. It's like, do you want that in points? No, fuck you.
And okay, I don't know if I hesitate to mention this because I know you think I do a lot of moon rituals and stuff. And I don't care how you feel about the secret and manifesting and stuff, but there's something about like putting all of your focus and energy on something that pieces just start falling into place that I don't even think this is like logically part of it. Like, I can't be like, well, then you do this and then miraculously all these pieces will come into play. But I have had this experience before when I'm so laser focused on getting something or like I'm very determined on getting
it.
I get obsessed with it and like certain pieces will just fall into place, like helpful people.
Well, that's because you're paying attention to it constantly. So when you're in these environments, like you're looking for these answers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is. You're open to like, cause you're, I'm thinking so hard, like, how am I gonna make this happen? Like, this is impossible. How is it gonna happen? But I need to make it happen. I wanna make it happen. I will look for any outlet to make it happen. And then outlets start showing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it was like with extra jobs, like, more jobs than I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I had been trying for years to get more jobs, but all of a sudden, when I like needed something, like when I it was for something.
Well, you'd be surprised too, because a lot of that stuff, you'd maybe get an opportunity to do one of these things, but you're not focused on something like needing a house, like needing house money, and so you're not open to those jobs,
or
so you're shutting those down as they come in,
or you settle for less money, like instead of asking for more money, or asking
that's a big one.
Honestly,
that was a big one for you.
Asking for your value, well, recognizing what my value was, that's a whole different topic, but that was a huge part of it, and then all these jobs started coming in, and honestly, just like windfalls of random money. Like one of them was that business. There's this like contract that I signed that it was for a job, right? And there was a little like clause in there that was like, if this job doesn't happen, they owe me money. And if I try to back out of the job, then I owe them money. You know, that was the breach. If
and they backed off and you dunked a check and broke the fucking backboard on that thing.
Yeah, that was just out of nowhere. That was for a job that I didn't
glass
do.
Glass everywhere.
I felt so, that had never happened to me before. And it's crazy because now I know that this stuff happens all the time. But I was like, they're going to catch me, you know, like this can't be legal, right? Like they just wrote me a huge check, like more than I made in years of waitressing, like all in one bulk payment. And I was like, this, it can't be real. But that's also from having a lawyer. I had to hire
a
lawyer.
Paid for that.
I paid up front like $1,000 to but then it ended up paying off. And I'm like, oh, whoa. Okay, so I get how rich people just like can, like money just keeps happening because they can afford a lawyer for every little thing that they're like, oh, what about this? What about that? I need somebody to look into this. Whereas like, I don't know, my old mindset of like, oh, I can't afford that. Then I would have missed out on all the stuff that was owed to me. You know, it's, rightfully mine, but you know, that's a whole different topic. But my point is that all this like money started coming in and I didn't spend any of it. Like I put it away for the down payment because it had a purpose. But
and
I don't,
you would take my money and just dunk it in there and I wouldn't even know what was going on.
Well, that was for tax purposes, honestly.
Yeah.
Every year, Steve would owe thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes and not have the money.
God bless.
And I'm like, how are you not having the money for this? And it's because, you know, you work as an employee, they withhold your taxes. You work as a freelancer, they don't withhold your taxes. And so when you went from being an employee to a freelancer, you didn't hold your own taxes.
But that's why they call me the Miracle Man.
Is it a miracle? Because we were getting IRS notices
a lot. The reason why they call me the reason why they call me the Miracle Man is because it always works out.
I'm the miracle. You're the Miracle Man, and I'm the miracle that happened to you to make it work out.
How do you figure?
Because I helped you save your money, so you had money for taxes.
Look, they call me the Miracle Man because this stuff just works
so you
out.
You manifest miracles.
It just
like
works
me.
Out. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You could be one of the miracles.
I am the vessel for your miracles.
Could be.
He's like, how are we going to get to this place on time? And he's like, that's what they call me the Miracle Man. And I'm like, no, literally I drove 80 the entire time on the freeway.
They call me the Miracle Man for a reason.
The miracle happened.
I'm telling you, it just works out.
Wow. Okay. Why don't you tell the rest of how to buy a house then?
Well, it just worked out.
Just birthday candle wishes and hopes
and
dreams.
I just kind of chill, right? And I have like a cool chill vibe, right?
Yeah.
And it just kind of works out.
I'm just saying, do more moon rituals and
there you go.
You'll get your money. So yeah, I mean that's the one part that I can't tell you how to get because. It sounds.
What's the one part?
That's the part that's impossible for people.
Which part?
The where do you find the extra money for down payment?
Yeah.
You know, either you have a family member that loans it to you, or you like have a windfall of cash. You know, that's the part that's impossible.
Or you go pick up another job if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you can pick up another job, but like, how are you living and you know making time for it? I mean, even then, you would have to be banking a lot of cash.
Well, it's the obsession thing, like you were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. It's
like you do what you have to do to get it done. But that's the one part, the down payment part is the part that I think scares everybody, and it should, because it's like
it's a lot of bread to be sinking in a single moment.
The thing is, once you have it and you're like, okay, I'm ready, one, the housing prices are completely different, and then two, you're competing whenever when you say you buy, you find the house of your dreams and it's in your budget and you have the down payment, you're like getting outbid by people that just have all cash.
Yeah,
they have all cash to just, you can't compete with like someone that has $500,000 in cash.
That's called aggressive. They're aggressive.
Or even $1 million. People have $1 million in cash.
I know, man. It's crazy.
It's kind of crazy right now.
We have a friend who was going to do a couple million dollar down payment, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, dude. That's pimp as hell.
That's the stuff that I can't imagine. I'm but a mere normal person. A pauper.
Yes.
On this earth. Hello, hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. We're taking a break to talk more to you about our podcast.
If you're enjoying the podcast, you should rate it 5 stars because that really helps us out a whole bunch.
It does help us out a lot. If you rate and review us, we would love you. We love you for doing that. Thank you for listening. This is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. CastBox is awesome. We love them.
They're the dopest, most sickest company on the earth, in my opinion.
It sounds like I'm trying to induct you into a cult, but no, we really just really like the app. It's great.
Listen, if cults were as good as the CastBox app, yeah, guess what?
Get it. Everyone get the name would be in cults. You'd be kicked out of this cult.
Every single person would be in cults.
It's a terrible cult.
If they're
cult
as good
leader.
As this app is, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But unfortunately, they're not, which is why you should probably stay away from
cults. Can you pass some of that Kool-Aid over here?
It's delicious. Try it. Listen, you want to buy a home. You're not sure how to go about this process. Well, I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine, this very special sponsor. Navigating the legal environment for home purchases is very difficult. A lot of these, you know, real estate calculators are very legal jargony, and you're just looking at it like, what's 1.25% in 3 years? I don't know what the fuck that means. Well, introducing MoodCalc. That's right, MoodCalc. You put in the amount of money that you earn a year. You put in the amount of a home that you would like to purchase, and you just hit calculate, and it shows you an emoji. They have a vast array of emojis from going from the angel face, which is like, hey, that's good, going all the way to literally just fire, just fire. It's just the fire emoji, and they're basically saying, like, get the hell away. And it also, one of the recent downloads, you want to make sure to update it when you download the app, because they also include sounds. So one of the sounds is like a nice bell chiming. That's when it's good. And then one of the sounds when shit gets pretty nuts is just the sound of a man falling down a cliff. I'll play that sound for you right now. He did not get the loan. Thanks, MoodCalc.
Wow, there was like no Doppler effect on that man falling down the cliff. It's kind of where were we in the cliff?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of confusing.
I don't know who they hired
as a listener.
Kind of whack.
What happened with that sound effect?
I hope it's not that loud on the app too. Imagine doing that like at dinner with your family.
Peeking all the sound files.
It's like, hey, honey, I think we can actually afford the house in by the lake. And it's like, oh, you think so? It's like, well, yeah, just input the values. And it's like, okay, no, maybe not. Yeah, I don't think we can.
I don't like sounds. I would put mine on silent, just do the emojis.
Well, some of them too. If it's in a bad area, you just hear all the ambient noises, like dogs barking, cars going by. You just like hear all that
the
shit.
Sounds
you
of...
hear like a neighbor yelling like, hey, man, hey, what time you done, dude? And, like all that, you hear construction noises, helicopters and shit. They just play the ambient noises.
Yeah.
Pretty cool app, yeah. Really cool stuff.
It's not for me. But I could see how that
would
be
useful.
Well,
you got a home already. This is for the people who don't have one.
That's true. Yeah. I could see how it would be useful for people that don't have a home yet. Okay. Are you ready to continue the journey?
Let's do it.
Let's say you decided, this sounds great so far, Nikki. Let's continue
this
journey.
Yeah, I don't think anyone even made it this far. They're like, holy shit, I can't get a fucking house. What was I thinking?
I hope you have like a tall drink and you're listening to this.
Yeah, no, we should have said that in the beginning. Like, get your favorite whiskey out, dude.
Well, I did say that when
not an expensive one, though.
When you're doing your financial snapshot, definitely pour a glass of whiskey. Dude. Definitely. The strongest, bestest whiskey.
No, the freest and cheapest is what they need. Because if you get anything out of this, it's don't spend the monies unless you're going to be spending it in one place on one thing.
Yeah.
And that's a house.
Well, I think you should invest in your happiness while you're taking that financial snapshot, though.
There you go. There you go. Treat yourself.
Yes. So, okay, before you start getting serious about filling your weekends with open houses, which you will do.
Oh, man, did we do
there's
those.
There's so many open houses.
We did them for like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, 2 years.
And we didn't even get pre-approved until like 6 months
ago. I know, we did it the wrong way. That's why I want to save people time and energy, because you should definitely get pre-approved before that. But, oh, that was my, this was the bullet point. Okay, yeah, so before you do that, you should get pre-approved. We did it backwards, and that it took a lot.
Well, it's funny, too,
because we were looking at places that weren't in our budget at all.
No, and you get treated differently when you're pre-approved. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they're basically, like, when you say, it's when you answer that question, it's like, are you guys pre-approved yet? And you say no, their eyes glass over. They're just like, this person's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
You know, but when you get pre-approved, they, like, roll the red carpet out for you. They're like, can I get you a water, sir? Like, it's, like, super different.
Yeah, but also, like, I thought for sure, like, our budget would be so much higher. Like, I thought we were going to get pre-approved for, like, so much more. So we were going to open houses at, like, $100,000 more than, like, what our actual budget was. So we couldn't even have gotten those houses anyway. That would have been – thank God we didn't bid on any of them.
No.
Because it would have been such a horrendous process. But no one told us. Like, no one told you – no one told me, like, go get pre-approved before the open houses. We just were trying to figure shit out. You're like, I want a house. I have some money. I want to know, like, what I could buy.
We're going to will it into existence.
Yeah, like, let's just go into these open houses and see, like, if it's feasible. And I just thought, based off the mortgage calculator things, not knowing my credit, I was like, oh, we could do, like, this much a month. And then not thinking about the utilities and all that stuff. That's why I was saying, like, figure out a financial snapshot. I can't emphasize enough this snapshot. Get yourself a financial snapshot picture.
You're trying to make it sound cooler.
It's
I love
so
it.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh, it is cool, Steve.
No, you're
it
the teacher cool. Who comes into class and like, I'm going to teach it today about math. Math is super cool. It's the best thing. And it's like, oh, Jesus, dude.
You
okay, please stop.
Math with rap at least. Like,
yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm going to do it in this rap.
Yeah, we're going to make it super cool. Long division. That's the one. It's super fun.
Long division.
Way to play the game. Yeah, it's just like, dude, we get it,
man. I haven't
thought
about long division in so long.
Oh, dude, long division was my first entry to like, welcome to hell 101. I fucking hate math. My brain does not work like this.
Okay, so you should definitely get pre-approved first. Go to a lender. Do your research on lenders. Find one that is, you know, that has good reviews. Yeah, well, yeah.
Do your research. Find a lender who's going to lend you.
No, but I honestly went and looked at reviews of people that had worked with those lenders, because some people totally screw people over. Like, some lenders totally screwed them over, saying they could close by a certain date, and then they weren't able to close by that date.
Right.
Not the people. The people were like ready.
Yeah, you gotta
so,
find
like,
an aggressive
you know,
lender.
Find a lender. And also for us, the specific to the industry we were working with, this lender that I found worked with a lot of entertainers and like worked with people that were freelancers, because when you start doing the underwriting process, which is hella
fun. What does
fun,
mean that? What does that mean
oh,
for
we're
people
getting
who don't
there.
Know? Yeah.
We're going to get there. But basically, they want to know where every little piece of income came from in your account. They scrutinize your entire account and they're like, well, where did this $100 come from? Well, where did this? And you have to write a separate email for each separate little transaction. So this guy basically did all the background gathering, like of getting all of our tax information for the past couple years, all of the W-2s, all of the 1099s, all everything that he would need to like be able to answer the underwriter and make the process smoother
right.
Once it happened, right? And then when you get pre-approved, you know exactly how much your budget is and how much your monthly payments would be based on that budget. And they take your credit score into account when they give you like the estimate. And so it's a much more clear, precise picture of the type of place that you would be able
yeah,
to afford.
Yeah, it's welcome to reality. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, this completely changes all of our open houses. We had to go to completely different areas.
No more marble mansions.
Nope. We couldn't even stay in our neighborhood. I really wanted to stay in our neighborhood, and we really couldn't stay
no,
in our neighborhood.
No, once we actually got pre-approved, too, they started chasing us out of our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
They were running us out of there, dude. They're yeah. Like, hey, we know you don't belong here, pal.
Yeah. Well, our apartment sucked, but our neighborhood was awesome. But the neighborhood was like surrounded by, I don't know, $2 million houses that weren't even big. They were like 1,200 square foot, two bedroom.
So small.
$2 million.
Yep.
No backyard.
Nope.
$2 million. Why? Not even a beach there. It's like, it's a valley.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Studio City, man.
And really snooty snores, snooty stores nearby.
Yeah.
Where like they don't even want you in there.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, why are you here?
Yeah, I would go in my workout outfit and it'd be like a Target workout outfit.
They yeah, and they're and then like, you walk in there and they're like, really? Like, are you really gonna even buy anything in here? And it's like, well, fuck you then. That's how every one of those stores' business model is.
It's
like,
true.
It's like, we don't want you here. That's why you're here.
I mean, we could have afforded maybe like a 900 square foot one bedroom condo in Studio City.
Yeah.
But that's not what we were looking for. And that was the other thing too, is that you have to, once you know your budget, what are you willing to settle on? Because
you will be settling.
If it's not something that, you know, you can reasonably afford, then like, yeah, you have to settle on something. And for all of the things that we weren't willing to settle on, that was like almost impossible to find in our budget. Because we needed at least 3 bedrooms, at least 2 bathrooms, because I think we've talked about this before, but having separate bathrooms saves your marriage, saves your relationship.
100%.
Please have separate bathrooms.
There is nothing more important than having a separate bathroom.
Nothing. Like, the sex could be great, but you share a bathroom, that sex is going to be bad.
It's going to get degraded, okay, son?
Oh, yeah.
You can only hear so many splashies before it all starts to ruin the picture.
Well, and how many times you got to pick up a dry toothpaste because your husband doesn't put the cap on the goddamn toothpaste?
Or how many times does your wife make the toilet black and you're like, how is this even possible?
That was the toilet.
The toilet is black as the night. Dude, it looks like the end of a Transformers movie in there.
Before they changed out our toilets in our apartments, I never had that problem. Then they changed the toilet to some water-saving bullshit and it like
for some reason,
the toilet
Nikki's
black.
Toilet, it was like the cityscape at the end of a Marvel movie where you're
really
just like,
was.
Holy fucking shit.
You're like, how?
No survivors.
You're like, what is going on in that woman's bowels?
Yes.
Like, it's terrible.
It was nuts.
No, it was bad. That didn't come from me. I don't know where it came from.
Look,
it was
I want
black.
To believe. You have no idea how hard I want to believe.
It was like black slime.
Listen.
Here's how you can believe.
I believe you because I need to believe
you. Yeah, but look at my toilet now. Now it's easy. I got proofs.
So far,
I
so good.
Proof.
We've only been in here for a month, man.
Okay, well, you check on it in a month.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Well, to have separate bathrooms. Also, I needed an outdoor area because I want to breathe air.
She likes to.
And I couldn't breathe air in our old apartment.
She likes to cutely sit outside and like drink a coffee and put it down on the table, and then she picks it up from the table and takes another sip and then puts it down and smiles to herself.
And I write in my journal. You left out that cute
That's
part.
True. You do that.
It's so cute that I do that.
In different colored
I'm
pens.
I'm so cute.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Super quirky.
It's
and
true.
You totally left all that out.
It's very true.
Yeah. So I really wanted that because in our old apartment, when you go outside, an old lady would yell at you. And so I was never able
she
to go outside.
She was the nosy neighbor lady
like
who was always like, what are you guys up to today? And we're like, we're just doing laundry. And she's like, you always take forever doing the laundry.
Yeah, and she knew everyone's laundry baskets.
Yeah.
And she'd go knock on your door if you were like 2 minutes late.
And she's like, you're going to leave those clothes in here all day? And we're like, look, the timer just buzzed at us, man. Like if you were behind her, it was over, dude.
Yeah, so I just wanted a place
wait till she
to
dies.
Sit outside that the lady...
And she will die.
Yeah. Well, will she? I think her mean spirit's keeping her alive. Like,
maybe.
I think it's fueling her.
Because
I used to be like, people that are mean, it's just like eroding them inside and like they'll die. But some of them, they don't die.
When I find out that she dies, I'm gonna go to the old place. I'll wait for somebody to go in. I'll just go in after like everyone did who robbed all the cars all the time. I'll go into the laundry room. I'll put a pair of I'll take like a bunch of those clothes that we have, the Goodwill bag.
Yeah.
I'll throw the entire thing in there. I'll run the washer and I'll just fucking leave.
Just leave it?
And come home. Just as a
be like,
piece of honor for her.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
So yeah, we had a lot of like non-negotiables and that made it a million times more difficult to, you know, find a place was in our budget in an area that wasn't super scary. Like, because there was
it didn't
some
look
scary
like,
areas
yeah,
that
yeah,
we
there was some shit that looked
afforded.
Like Bosnia, like that we were looking at in
no,
North Hollywood.
No joke, we almost put an offer on a place that I loved the place. Like, it was this beautiful...
When you're in there, it was amazing.
Yeah, when you were in there, it was amazing. It was a detached, like, basically everything that we could afford was a condo or a townhouse, but this place was like a detached townhouse.
It felt
so
like a house,
it had
yeah.
no shared walls. It was like its own little house. Had a garage. Had like 2 stories. Had a little backyard.
Chicken in every pot. Real piece of Americana.
1,700 square feet. 3 bedrooms. 3 bathrooms. It was great. But the area was so... Oh, and the HOA was only $99. That was a huge thing.
That was tight.
But the area was like completely dilapidated. And the businesses were all out of business.
We'll put it like this. It was next to a JCPenney's. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know it's over.
It was next to a Sears, actually.
A Sears, too. Yeah.
A Sears with an empty parking lot.
Yeah. Ghost town.
Yeah.
A George Romero movie.
Okay. So after you get pre-approved, then you start going to a shit ton of open houses. We did a little backwards, but we still went to a shit ton of open houses after.
No matter what.
And, download... There's a lot of apps that you can find, you know, open houses for exactly what you're looking for. You know, you put in your budget, you put in how many bedrooms and all the things that you're not willing to negotiate. And then it pops up in all the places that that are available that day. And there's tons. And so... So, we had lofty criteria with a very small budget, and we just weren't impressed with a lot of the places we saw.
We were very snooty about it, too.
But also, we weren't willing to settle.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have to commit to this place. It's like where you're going to be living. Is you make sure it's somewhere you love living and working. That's where we work, too. So it's like it has to be something that I can reasonably want to wake up to and be all
what was great though is that we almost always had the same exact opinion
feelings
always
yeah
it was never like I love this place and you hate it ever like we both would leave a place and be like no that place sucked
so true
yeah
but oh at one of the open houses we found a realtor we really liked and at first I was hesitant about getting a realtor because honestly I just didn't know anything about it and that's why you probably should get a realtor because you don't know anything.
First we had a realtor whose name was Sam the Real Estate Man.
Oh, that wasn't.
And he was hilarious. And that's why I really wanted to stick with him the whole time because he was funny as hell. Because he was like, I'm Sam the Real Estate
Man.
That
wasn't our realtor, though. We were debating on whether or not
we should go with
him.
But that's why I wanted to go with him for the pure
You wanted to go with
purposes.
Him, but we didn't have him.
No, true.
Yeah.
Well, we were thinking about it, right?
Okay, but we met him on the same day that we met our actual realtor that we ended up going
and
with.
And I was like, listen, the actual realtor guy seems like super legit and great, but this other guy seems like a barrel of ass.
But so this guy,
he's a very corny guy who was doing real estate.
Yeah. And here's where he messed up because I probably would have been down to use him as a realtor, but I told him all of our criteria and he told us that was impossible.
That's true.
And I hated that.
He was a gnomon.
I was like, you can't just tell me it's impossible. Like, it's few and far between, but I've seen places.
No, you're doing your research. So when he was telling you no, you were like, I've seen these places. I've seen five
and
of these places.
And I listed the places. Yeah. I was like, remember that one on Burbank that went from blah, 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 blah? And like, I listed them because I just am obsessed. And I knew exactly what places were for sale and what they went for and how many bedrooms they have and how many square
foot.
Yes, you
did. And Every morning you were checking all the new shit.
They were rare, but they were there.
Hey, nice.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Seuss. So the guy we ended up going with, we met him at an open house, and he just knew the valley inside and out, or at least he was very
very
convincing.
Knowledgeable. Yeah.
And I went and looked at all of his reviews. They were all really great.
Rafael
Gavorkian.
Huge shout out.
He was amazing. Really patient, really wonderful. I told him our criteria, and he's like, well, that's going to be tough, but we can do it in 6 months. Or like,
we'll have you in a place by Christmas.
We'll do it by Christmas, and this was October or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was like 2 months. But you know, we were really picky, so it took 6 months. But he was, I think, without a doubt in my mind, he could have found us a place in.
Oh yeah,
two months.
If we weren't so fucking picky,
we were so fickle. Yeah. But yeah, so it ended up being great that we went with a realtor because like when we got the house that we ended up getting, it came in clutch. Because the place we ended up buying, I saw it on Redfin app and it had an open house that weekend. I texted it to our realtor who was able to set up an appointment to see the place before the open house. So then we ended up making the offer that same day, the day before the open house, which got accepted and the seller canceled the open house. So we didn't have any of that
competition, bud.
Whereas if we had waited till the open house without a realtor, we would have had everyone that was bidding on that place. And this was...
No, we were playing defense. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we had been looking forever and this fit every single piece of criteria that we had, which was so rare.
Finally.
And it was in our budget. It was almost like, what's the catch, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, knock on wood, so far, it's great. We love it. But also, here's the thing. We offered way over the asking price because that's just what you have to do right now. At least in California. I don't know if it's like that in other states, but with the housing market the way it is right now, you definitely have to offer way more. And so the only way we could offer way more than the asking price is if we were looking for places below our budget.
Yes.
So that was a huge thing too. And this happened to fit that. And so we were able to do that. And then also we made a video that we sent in. And
that's that big, that dude. Nobody will talk about this. This is great. So we sent in a video of just me and Nikki being like, yo, we love your place. It's so super sick. And we're a nice couple. Look at us. We're nice.
Yeah.
And then the dude like went with us instead of this other offer.
Yeah, he had an identical offer. Yeah, exactly.
And went with us over them because of the video.
Because of the video. And I mean, some people do letters, but just something personal because people get attached to their homes, you know, and they want to sell it to somebody that's going to take care of their place and not just some like person who doesn't give a shit about
it. Like, we will be turning it into a mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone thinks the old timey Monopoly character.
Exactly.
Hate selling to those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hello there. I want to purchase your building so that I can turn it into a mall. like that's his video. And our video is just, we're nice people.
So that was actually the realtor's idea too.
Yes,
to take the video. He's just a pro and he was great.
He knows what he's doing now.
He was so smooth with everything. He's like, you guys got to get this now because like the open house is coming up. And at that point we weren't waffling at all. We were like, this is it. Like, we got to do this.
There's a confidence that comes with doing something for a long time. And we had at this point been doing this for a long time. So
yeah.
We were ready.
Yeah, we were ready. We definitely passed up some opportunities that we weren't ready for when we hadn't been doing it for a very long time. That we're like, oh, another one will come.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's so rare.
Yeah, it is.
So rare. But so we ended up only being able to put down 15% because the place was just exactly what we were looking for, but we didn't have the cash for 20%. So there's that. That would have helped a lot with the mortgage payments if we were able to put down 20. But because our lender was so kick-ass and our realtor was guiding us, we closed in 21 days, which I guess usually it takes 30 to 60. So that was really cool. And the underwriting here – oh, yeah, the underwriting that I was talking about before that I said we would get to is usually the part that nightmares are made of. Like everyone that I talked to that went through the home buying process,
they're
like, ooh, have you guys gotten to the underwriting process yet? And we're like, no. They're like, oh shit, be prepared. Like, you're gonna sign so many
Timmy
papers.
Timmy was saying that, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, like everybody, Sean, like everybody was like, this is such a gruesome process because they need to account for every single piece of income that comes in. So if you're a freelancer, that's just a lot of places that you need to account for. And they account for every transaction on every account that you're using to put the down payment down with. So if you're using like three different savings accounts and there's all these transactions going on, they're going to ask you about every single transaction and where it came from and all this stuff. And so
they're like, what's this browser's payment? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're... First of all, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. What are you talking about,
dude? What's browsers?
I don't know. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
I don't know either.
What? You seem to know what it was.
No, I was just saying, like, what was with that question? And when he asked me that question, I was like, what kind of question is that?
It seems like a pretty straightforward question.
I was just so offended by it.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll let that one slide on. Talk about it later.
Yeah. No, it really pissed me off. It really made me uncomfortable.
So I guess for the down payment, since they look at every single transaction.
Every single one.
We had this other account that we were going to get money from for the down payment, but we didn't want them to assess that account because they would have to go through all the transactions on it. So we ended up borrowing money from my dad, and then just after the loan closed, taking the money out of that other account later and giving it to him. Because it's just so much.
Yeah, like, your money comes from so many different places.
And
they're like, well, if you're going to use this account, you have to provide this. And it's just like, oh, fuck, we don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, it just became – I didn't know how intense that part was.
Yeah.
Was going to be. But then even with my dad giving us money, it had to be this exact amount and it had to be wired in and you got to put the exact account number that's coming from. And if it came from anywhere else, they were going to have to examine his account.
Yes.
And it was like, it was pretty intense. So, I mean, be prepared for that. Also be prepared to sign your name the most amount of times you've ever signed your name in your life. Like the paperwork is like 3 inches
high. It's like you guys are doing autos. You guys know how that is. It's like you're just sitting there doing autos.
It was a cartoon amount of papers to sign. It's like, here's the deed to the house. And it was
like
a pile.
Regular day for us, walk around Studio City, signing autos. You know what I'm saying?
Signing autos.
just doing autos. It's like, okay, we're in this mode right now.
I don't think.
And about to get tired. Have you ever?
Oh, I guess at VidCon. I was like, who asks for autographs anymore? Because everyone has pictures, you know, like everyone has a camera.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like autographs are such the old way, like back in the day. Yeah,
well, it's always a very specific type of person who gets an auto.
Yeah.
They always have the interesting smell to them, I think.
Or an interesting outfit.
Yeah, like they don't do laundry usually. There's a sour smell, or like a putrid, strange smell, and they're very nice people, but
just go on.
No, it's just you
sounds
know.
Like you have a lot of experience.
Well, like
it.
A lot of adults just want a picture with you, right?
Uh-huh.
But like the kids.
Oh, the kids want the autos.
The kids want the autos usually, and the kids have an interesting odor.
A sour odor.
Yes.
Interesting.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You swear?
No, I was thinking
all your years of VidCon. You
a completely different vibe. I was thinking a different vibe.
You never had one of these kids hug you, and you're like, "What the fuck happened here?"
Nah.
Really?
I don't think like a sour smell.
It's like mildew.
Yeah, okay, mildew.
There it is.
Yeah,
there mildew.
Okay.
They like all smell like mildew.
Like a musty
yes.
smell.
Yes.
We agree that they have a smell.
It's true though, right?
But just not everybody. Just
it's not
like,
a knock. It's just do your laundry, man.
No,
especially
I mean,
if you're
like,
be
the
hugging
majority
people.
Of people don't have that smell.
No. The people that we meet usually don't.
Yeah, they
but
really
at VidCon,
don't.
It's like nothing but mildew.
It might be just the VidCon arena. It just smells like mildew.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's a type and brand of person.
Well, okay. And then do you have any other questions about buying a home? Because did I cover everything? I feel
like. I think
like,
you did.
So after that, after you close with escrow and, oh, there's, oh yeah, there's three people that are asking you questions. There's your realtor and then there's the lender and then there's the escrow people and they're all asking you for different pieces of information. That part was confusing, but I think our realtor did a good job at explaining. Like he prepared me beforehand.
Dude, he was like,
he was so
our
great.
Mom
yeah,
the whole
he really
time.
Was.
It's
like
hey,
he
mom,
held
what's
my
up
hand.
With this? This is so hard. And he's like, you're
it's
almost
like, don't
there.
Don't worry about it. Okay, you're gonna get this question from
fine.
This guy. This question from this guy. You just give him this, and it's fine. And it was.
Yeah.
Like he really did a fantastic job at guiding us through. This is all a sponsorship from Raphael Gaborkian.
I guess so. Yeah.
But no, really, he was kick ass. I'm so
great
happy.
Smelling man as well.
He did smell
nice.
Very nice. But yeah.
Give me a big bottle of tequila when we close too. That was
that's
sick.
Right.
Give me some of that Don Julio.
Don Julio,
stuff.
Not even the cheap stuff.
Not even the cheapies.
It was great. And he gave us a box of like, and he gave us a tip on a Nest. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, I realize this is just a small percentage of you listening, but if you're in Los Angeles and you own a home or you're buying a home, if the air conditioning is more than a year old, the LADWP is doing like a program right now where they just give you a Nest for free.
A Nest is like a little electronic device that lets you control your thermostat from anywhere, like using
from
your phone.
With your phone. And the installation's
sick.
Free too. They just send a guy out.
Yeah, send a guy
he
out.
He installs it for free. I was like, what? No, this doesn't happen.
This doesn't happen to people like us.
What? It's free? Like free? Like what do I have to give you?
Yeah.
Like what body part do I have to sell?
Exactly.
But yeah,
tight.
Yeah. So he gave us the tip on that.
Tight. I could change the air right now.
It works really great. So I guess they're doing that program to save energy because they're helping California save energy and Nest regulate the energy better.
Yeah, like apparently. You could be on your way home and you just fucking turn on your AC because you're like, dang, it's cooking today.
Yeah, and then your house will be all cooled off before you even walk in,
which is tight.
Pretty cool. But homeownership is still new, so it's like still pretty scary, and I never know if we're gonna have enough money for a mortgage, and like if something's gonna go wrong. I mean, I'm not used to it yet. We've only been there for like a little over a month, or like a month.
But we straight crushing it.
But we crushing it. We found a bird's nest already.
Oh yeah,
so
we fucking destroyed a bird's nest.
Our dryer
nest, dude. It was tight.
Wasn't drying our clothes, and it was smelling like someone just took a big dump in it, and. And for a week, Steve's like, it's broken. It's broken.
Well, that's how I react to
everything.
Yeah.
He thought our stove and microwave was broken because they wouldn't turn on. But
broken,
it was the outlet. It was just the outlet.
Whatever.
But that's cool. That's what I love about you. And I put all the symptoms into Google and it was like, yeah, your air vent might be clogged. And it was.
It
there
was
a bird's nest in it.
A bird's nest in it. And... So here's what. So we had the guy come out, and he blew the fucking bird's nest out of the thing with like 121 pounds of pressure. Just fucking blew it out the airlock. And I saw it turn into like fucking like smithereens.
Oh, and there,
in the
there
air.
Weren't any baby birds or anything.
But
in
if
it.
There were, they would have been fucking annihilated immediately.
There weren't.
And what was super cool about it is that the mama bird watched it all happen from across the way, and I pointed at her afterwards. I just straight up pointed at her, and I looked at her, and I was like, never again. I was like, I would love to see you come back. I actually said that shit out loud to her.
And I think she took it to heart.
I think
she
did, too.
Not been
well,
back.
I think she just knows. I like them to know where I stand, and I think they like to know where I stand.
That's great. Straightforward.
Yeah.
I think they respect you for that.
I think they do, too. It's all about respect.
Yeah.
It's all about respect.
But, like, that's
life.
The kind of shit I'm talking about that, like, you wouldn't deal with in an apartment. If you just moved
that's
into
true.
An apartment, you wouldn't be like, yo.
You're like, yo, why aren't my clothes drying? Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah.
And it would have been fixed for you.
Yeah.
But.
We had to deal
I don't
with
know.
It.
Yelp is your best friend. That's all I can say about finding people to fix your shit. Also, having a home warranty. That's something that I just found out about. Like, we have one, but I just found it. And it covers, like, a lot of stuff. Like, our outlets that aren't working right now.
Oh, they're covered? That's tight.
It's covered, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, look for that first. And then, like, some of them that's not covered, like, some things aren't covered, and it'll just, like, a nominal fee. Instead of, like, paying $1,000, you pay, like, $75.
Can we have a waterbed?
No, that's not covered.
You still can't have a waterbed, man.
Wait,
no matter where I go, I can't have no waterbed.
What, a waterbed?
Have
Is
you,
that a law?
No, yeah. Whenever you go, you're, like, you get a new apartment you're renting,
uh-huh.
They always say, no waterbeds.
Oh.
Don't they always do that? Right, Nate?
I can't
See? No water beds.
I don't think
Can
they
we
even...
Have a water bed
do they
for?
Make them still?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one since the early 90s.
People...
I had one as little as 10 years ago.
See?
Really?
People love water beds.
Why?
I don't...
Not know. Comfortable.
No, not at all.
My grandma had one, and it was, like, not comfortable at all.
Yeah, but you ever fuck on a water bed?
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
That was great.
No.
It's fantastic.
It's like hitting plastic.
It does all the work, so you don't have to.
Not really.
I found it to be very, very nice.
Well, that lady that you fucked didn't.
I'll tell you this. The waterbed did all the work. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I didn't have to do shit.
It's not the size of the wave. It's the motion of the ocean.
No, it's just literally having waves under you.
Under the waterbed. In the waterbed.
In the waterbed, yeah.
In your bed.
Yeah. It was
Making
even called waves.
Your bed the wave.
It was awesome.
All right. This is veered extremely off topic.
She was
I hope you
beautiful,
I hope you
by
got something out of this episode. Was this boring?
A dime.
I mean, this was requested. Was this boring?
I don't know. Was it survey says?
Was it boring?
Mark,
okay.
Were you bored? Nate, were you bored?
I was like, how do I get this information out? People should know. People
yeah.
should know this because people, like, this is one of the topics that I wanted to start this podcast in the first place, or with in the first place, was just, like, stuff that, like, why don't they tell you? Like, why?
I always worry, though. It's always, like, airplane engines, how does they work?
Right,
and it's like,
right.
This week we're going to be discussing how airplanes engines works. And it's like, oh, fuck.
No, I mean the
real... Oh, god damn it.
I want the real shit that you can
use
in
your life. The real shit about airplane
engines,
what that they don't tell you, that's next week. Stay fucking tuned.
It's usually something to do with money or relationships.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Those are the only topics they don't tell you about.
Yeah.
Why the fuck don't they tell you any of
yeah.
this?
Well.
Sucks.
We're fighting back against it, you know what I'm saying?
But I guess we wouldn't have this beautiful episode to talk about if they had
That's
told
damn
you so.
Straight.
It's great.
Don't listen to this episode. We should do a warning. Don't listen to this episode of you driving or operating heavy machinery. We don't want a lawsuit.
No, that's
man.
The taxes episode.
Oh well, that too.
Dude, even talking, we were talking to a taxes person today on the way over to this podcast.
And then we almost went right off the road.
I couldn't even understand it when she explained it.
Tell me about it.
That was like the most, it was so confused. Why are taxes so goddamn confusing? Anyway, that's a different
episode. I defensively hung up the phone because I was getting so bored.
Yeah.
I just like reached over and pushed
the
button and turned it off.
Pushed the button.
I just couldn't deal.
I had to text her later. I'm sorry that happened.
I freaked out.
We don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
In English.
I get bored.
Well, if you have a topic you would like us to discuss, you'll feel free to message us at podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And we will read your message and maybe we will read it on our podcast.
Or maybe we'll mock it and then move on to the next message. But you should feel free to send us your messages. Thank you.
Thank you. Find us on social media also.
Also, if you rate the podcast really well, that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, people were asking how do they rate. On CastBox, you can't really rate the 5 stars. You can like it, but you can't rate the 5 stars. On Apple, if you're listening on Apple, you can rate us 5 stars.
If you're not listening on Apple,
it would be wonderful if you
just
did that.
Go over there and fucking rate us 5 stars real quick.
Please,
that'd be so sick.
Yeah. Just to go to iTunes. It's super easy.
You have no idea. It really does help a lot.
It helps a lot. So thank you for the people that have done that. This outro is like forever. Any final thoughts?
Don't buy a house.
Whoa.
Don't do it.
We just did.
No, don't do it.
What do we do now?
We got to figure something out, man. We got to get out of this thing.
No.
No, we love it, man. We love it. It's actually awesome. I love our place. It's awesome. It feels good.
I love it. It's like, a good feeling. I wake up excited every day.
Yeah.
I just wake up excited and hoping that we don't get kicked out. hoping that we can still continue to live there.
That innate fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I've just worked for might get taken away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Realistic possibility. You
know, that's why I hesitate to talk about it, too.
Very because likely.
I don't want to be like, here's how you do it, and then next week we don't live in our house
it's
anymore.
Like, here's why owning a house is total horse shit. That'll be what we do after that. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, I guess, always be hustling, yo.
Always be hustling. Fucking hustling, dude. Make that helicopter
Make
money,
that
son.
Dollar bill. Yo.
Helicopter money, son.
This episode's never going to end.
You can rent a helicopter. Remember, don't forget, you can rent them too.
Okay. Why didn't anyone tell me?